Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Diving back into it on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Glad to have you on a Wednesday. Sun finally coming up at 8 o'clock.
Looks like a beautiful morning.
Yeah, should be. Chilly night at the Likens household. Somebody says, Mac, you can't let your mom live like a refugee. She's an American girl.
I mean, oh, jeez. Oh, God.
Lord, why does your mom hate Tom Petty?
The voice.
I don't know. I think it's the voice. Yeah.
Well, you know, the waiting's the hardest part.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get her there. But again, it is that time of the week where we find out if the text line is smarter than Bob or Dusty. So, Mac, this is where you like to be senile towards your two co-hosts.
Senile?
I don't know.
Senile towards you?
Somebody says
he doesn't remember us?
Somebody says, chilly at Dusty's house. I want to show up to Dusty's house. Oh, good. I hope that's not that guy.
47.
Well, there's one that pops in.
47.
Let's see, 47.
Does this relate to the season, or does that too much?
Season.
The amount of skill position players who have touched the ball so far this year, 47.
So my original board game music that I took so long to find, the video is now gone. After 5 years of being on YouTube, it's gone. So this is our other now board game music. This is detective music for board games. I picture this guy, I don't know. Yeah. After I saw him that day, he was never the same.
He had a lonely woman. Her name was Margaret. She was cheating on him with Bill across the street, you see.
How come nobody talks like that anymore?
Because Jackie Robinson joined baseball. That's what Shane Gillis said. Man. Have you watched that stand-up yet? Shane Gillis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, here he is, Jackie Robinson, the colored boy. He's a good kid out of Brooklyn. Here he goes. Oh, crap. Well, we got that to deal with the rest of the season. Yeah, voice is gone. 47.
Yeah, the amount of skill position players who have touched the ball so far.
It's a good one from the 6-2. That's close, Bob, but not
is it really?
No, it's not. Patrick's PFF rating.
That's good. That guy gets the week. Yeah. Take off to the rest of the year on that one. I love it.
Percentage of drives, the Chiefs have scored touchdowns.
Ooh.
The average number of yards Travis has a game.
Is that 40? Is it 47?
No, I bet it's a little bit more than that.
It's probably 57.
Yeah, probably in the mid-50s. Yeah. He's right at there.
I'm going to say 47. They played 7 weeks, so if they did it four times seven is 28, so it can't be how many times they've gone for it on fourth down.
No.
Let me
guess one more.
Okay.
The Chiefs are good on fourth down. Maybe that's the differential between their success rate and the next team's success rate on fourth down?
Nope.
Is 47 the point differential in the last five games?
is the amount of penalties that the Chiefs have had all season, 47.
Okay.
If you take away their 13 penalty game, they would have...
Okay, Coach Vermeil, we're doing this now.
They would have 34. And that gets you, right now, they're at 6 point. Let me look, just double check. They're at 6.7 penalties a game.
So basically 7 penalties a game.
They're at 7 penalties a game. Now, for reference, last year was 5.5. The year before, 5.3. The year before that, 2022, right? Patrick Mahomes, MVP, the best offense we've seen from this team in the last couple of seasons, 4.8 penalties a game. If you took away that 13 penalty game, they're at 5.6. They're still a penalty away from 2022. My prediction to you guys is full strength now. Rice is back. Xavier Worthy's back in the mix, getting healthier. Travis Kelce's in shape. Mahomes is playing at an MVP level. My prediction to y'all, and I want the text line 913-586-7965 to tell me what you think about this prediction as well. This will be the, from the, this point on, the lowest penalized Chiefs team in this era.
One word, refs.
You wait, hang on a second. You think this team, by the time the season's over, will be the least penalized Chiefs team?
From week, you know, let's go last week on. Let's go week 6 on. So Detroit game on. Yes.
I'm not going to say they're going to be the least penalized team, but we're not going to see. I'll say this. I think we see less than 3 back-breaking penalties for the rest of the season, where huge completion and it's holding, and you move it all the way back, or Kadopius Toney lines up offsides and it cancels out a touchdown. Like those type of back-breaking penalties that you see that, oh, how do we recover from that? And in 2018, they just threw the pass again. They scored a touchdown. Nobody cared. I think we'll see. I'm going to take the under. I think we'll see less than 3 of those the rest of the season.
I like that.
Yeah.
Man, it just, there's always somebody. And I just feel like, though, because is a bonehead play like a late roughing the passer?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Like Aiden Hutchinson.
Like if it's 3rd and 15 and it's an incomplete pass, but there's roughing the passer and then it's a first down, yes. I'm not going to go defensive holding because I hate that penalty. And it's
that penalty may be
the worst penalty you can get in the NFL.
Because the way they're using Bashard Smith, I can clearly see there's going to be a time in the next few weeks where it's going to be a legal receiver, legal man downfield, and you're like, oh, man, that was a 50-yard, you know, dump pass that for some reason Caliendo, you know, was 2 yards ahead of the legal line.
And a lot of times when that happens, guys, that's the quarterback's fault for not getting rid of the ball fast enough, because those guys are timed to block 1-2 and then release.
Yeah.
You've got to get rid of that ball fast because those guys are on a time. They don't know what's going on behind them. And so there's an internal clock, because I played offensive line in high school, but I remember you were running a screen pass. 1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3, go.
Go.
You got to have that timer in your head. And if the quarterback doesn't get rid of the ball, but that timer goes off, that's not on the offensive line.
No. So you said 3 back-breaking penalties the rest of the season?
Yeah.
I think there could be 6 or 7.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Setting you up. There you go, 913. Sorry for the car of middle
school
kids.
Somebody says 47th number of years since the Jets made the playoffs.
It's close.
No, it's not.
What year did they win the Super Bowl? 1968.
Well, they made the playoffs in like 2006.
Yeah. But
that's,
I mean,
only 20 years ago.
But I bet 1968, that's how many years ago? That's what, almost 50 years ago?
I just want to kiss you.
Yeah. No, it's almost 60 years ago since they won the Super Bowl.
Denver, the second most penalized team in the league at 61.
And Greenlaw is not going to play this week because he thought it'd be fun to yell at the referee at the end of the game.
Yep.
Got to pay for your actions. And then did you see the JSN on the bench and the referee shielding him? Yeah. And all the comments were like, if this was the Chiefs, I'm like, there's our people.
Yeah, there's
our people. Yep, like, could you imagine Mahomes like shoves a guy after the play and goes and sits down, and the ref's like shielding him? There it is. JSN does it.
Well, they were protecting him. He was going to get his ass kicked.
Yeah,
wrong sideline.
Text line does not agree with the penalty take. I would like to say that, Mac. I just feel like the referees are watching the Chiefs more than they watch the other teams. 913, nope, they're going to go up. They're going to take riskier plays, which will tend to lead to penalties. Not atrocious, but they're going to risk more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Sure. 417 says, okay, guys, enough talk about Tom Petty. It's time to move on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I believe you belong in a field of wildflowers, you know? But you're so bad. You're the best I've ever had.
Really working on there.
Okay, I mean, come on, man. Tom Petty saved my life.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.